This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
Thank you for calling Hey Riddle Riddle Enterprises. For riddles, press 1.
Jippies, you don't press 1.
I'm not going to press 1. I know what we're calling.
For bad improv, press 2.
Ooh, we don't need that.
I want to press 2 so bad.
To talk to Aaron, press 3.
Ooh, 3, 3, 3.
Hold on.
To connect to JPC, press 4.
I told you I was on this.
And to talk to Adel, press 5.
Well, I'm the last option. No one's getting that far. Let's press 3 to talk to Aaron.
Okay, let's give it a try.
Here we go. Heavy press. Sorry, I'm finishing up my bench. That's 285 reps. All right, let me press 3.
285 reps. Okay. Yeah, what are you, 16? Okay, 3.
Yep, here we go. Hello, Aaron?
Hi, I will take 3 medium pizzas and...
Just get 2 large. What are you doing?
Hold on. Is she ordering pizzas at a drive-thru? This sounds like drive-thru energy.
Adel, JPC, is that you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. 3 medium? Oh. You are burning money.
Sorry, the only person that usually calls me on this line is the pizza guy. He calls me every day to get my order. Why are you guys calling me?
Oh, sweetie.
I'm sorry. You're eating 3 mediums a day?
I think I said 4 mediums.
Aaron, I think you're hallucinating, but either way.
Yeah, well,
that's a lot of pizza.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, second dinner.
I didn't think about it that way. No, that's enough pizza then.
That's what I'm saying. Wait, why are you guys calling? Are you locked out of the building again? Are you locked out of Hey Riddle Riddle Enterprises?
Yeah, we tried to get on the intercom and it took us to like a directory.
Yeah, we set this up a while back.
I remember this now. Yeah. I remember this now. Oh, you know what? I did remember that mine just connects directly to a voicemail. Oh my God, Aaron, would you be upset if we hung up and
I'll
we
connect
listened to my voicemail?
You. I'll connect you. Ready?
You'll connect. Okay, yeah. I'm just hitting 4, 4, 4. Here we go.
And boop.
Hey, this is JPC.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
You called JPC? No. Yeah. You're talking to JPC.
Oh,
yes. This is me.
Oh, it's that thing where at the end he's gonna be like, "Just kidding."
Hello. Say what you're going to say, coward.
Oh, I guess it's really him. JPC, hey, it's Adel.
Hey, Adel.
Hey, just wanted to see if you were ready to do an episode.
I'm always down to do that, my man.
JPC's standing right next to me. I don't know how this is working.
Good one, bro.
I came down here to let you in. Adel, what are you doing?
Yeah, something's wrong. This JPC laughed at my joke.
Are you talking to Aaron?
This is a demon. This is a
demon.
JPC, why are you being so quiet? Are you guys working out outside?
What's Aaron saying? I can't hear her.
Oh, she wanted to ask if we're working out outside.
Tell her we're definitely working out outside.
Wow, a pre-recorded message.
Gotcha. This is JPC's message machine. Leave one after the beep.
Wow. Adel, of course, that's his message machine. You're standing right next to JPC.
what a specific message that works once. Aaron, can we call back and
Sure. Hey, wait, hold on. It worked once in that specific instance, but it's worked every time.
Adel, you want to call back and hear your voice?
Yeah,
now?
I want to hear mine because I remember mine was real fun. Here we go.
Okay,
cool.
And press 5.
Thank you for calling. Hey, Riddle. Bop, beep.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Where's this calling? Russia?
Thank you for calling Hey Riddle Riddle Enterprises.
It's a Dracula. Hang up. Okay, let me call the... Okay, well, right. Here we go.
Just hit 5 one time. Okay. You hit a bunch of 5s, you're going to end up in Russia.
Thank you for calling Hey Riddle Riddle Enterprises. For riddles, press 1.
Hit 5. Just hit 5.
For bad improv, press 2.
Okay.
To talk to Aaron, press 3.
Okay. You know it. Just hit 5.
To talk to JBC, press 4.
I want to hear
4.
My own name. I want to hear my own name.
To talk to Adel, press...
Yes? Yes?
Oh, you got to put 6. Another quarter.
6. Okay, I'll press 6 this time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my name is Adel, and I'm here to say, at 3 o'clock yesterday, I passed away.
Adel, what does your voicemail say?
Oh, you know what? That's the one that we recorded for that April Fool's episode that we did that no one liked. That came out at a really weird time when COVID was on the rise.
Where everyone thought I was really dead.
Yeah.
There's like a 6-month period where if you typed in my name into Google, it auto-populated Adelrify dead.
Why are you typing your own name into Google? Oh, guys, we're locked out. I didn't bring a key. Now we're all locked out.
Oh, hey, why don't we just do the show from the parking lot today?
Perfect. Yeah.
And Aaron, if you're locked out, I'm Adelrify.
I'm JPC.
And I'm late for dinner.
And so we can call you late for dinner. And we are Hey Riddle Riddle, an improvised riddle podcast. We try and solve riddles and puzzles. And along the way, we do bits and do seemingly bad improv is what the voice said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, well.
And old man puzzles today is none other than number 3, Aaron Keefe.
Mwah!
Number 1 on the call sheet, number 2 in our hearts, number 3 on the show, Aaron Keefe.
Well, I since it's my episode, I like to not do as many riddles.
Okay. So thus the voicemail intro?
Yeah.
Hold on, Aaron.
7-minute opening bit. What?
Aaron says, since it's my episode. honestly, that's the way that it works here at Hey Riddle Riddle. If you are a keen, sharp-eared listener, you will notice that once every 3 episodes, the same person is going to end up hosting. So, roughly 33% of the episodes that you listen to are going to be hosted by Aaron, 33 by JPC, 33 by Adel. And again, you know, that leaves 1%. We do let Casey host 1 out of 100 episodes.
And then we put that on a CD disc and we bury it in the Nevada desert.
I feel like that would be Casey's worst nightmare, is being old man puzzles for an episode.
That'd
we would
be bad.
Cause him to burst into flame. He would be like, why are you torturing me?
2 things. One, I just noticed that I said Nevada, which I used to live in Nevada, and I said Nevada all the time. And then people who don't live in Nevada have shamed me into saying Nevada.
They've shamed you?
Yes, because people are like, it's Nevada. And I was like, I lived there and I said Nevada, so that must be right. And they're like, no. And so this is the first time that I think ever have said Nevada instead of Nevada because of being shamed.
And then it's pronounced patata.
I'll be 100% honest with you. You've been saying that word a bunch of times. I have not heard a difference yet. No distinction, no difference.
Tomata.
It sounds the exact same in my brain.
And number 2, Aaron, you're not as slick as you think you are buying
what?
Time before we get into riddles, because you repeated the whole voicemail and then said for Adelrify, press, and then left 60 seconds of dead air, which surely
will I thought
cut
you
out.
Were going to say, I thought you were going to press 5, and then I was going to say 6, and then would bring you somewhere else.
See, I'm on to you.
But I was anticipating a bit that you didn't do, and that's
Aaron,
the bad improviser, is I was anticipating something you'd say rather than actually naturally reacting to something you were doing.
Wow.
I have a story to tell. Speaking
tell
of... I want to tell a little story from my weekend. So,
okay.
I flew back to Chicago for a wedding. It was such a beautiful wedding, and the bride and groom are so...
Such a beautiful wedding! Such a beautiful wedding! Said a bridesmaid to a waiter.
Haven't you ever heard of closing the goddamn door? I like... My favorite thing about Pete Wentz is that he turns a Minnesotan there.
Is that
Have
Pete
you heard
Wentz?
Of closing a goddamn door? Oh, no, it's...
Pete Wentz is the other one.
It's Panic at the Disco.
Yeah, Panic Wentz.
Which is...
Panic Wentz.
I want to say William Panic.
Panic Wentz.
Panic Wentz.
And that was my story.
You were too okay.
Let's go, girls.
You went to a beautiful wedding.
You went to a beautiful wedding.
Come on.
Guess my invite got lost in the fucking mail.
Oh.
Not.
Oh, we should say this is my
wedding.
This is. Oh, never mind.
No, it was 2 of Sean's friends who have been nothing but lovely and kind and amazing to me. I think they're so special and the best.
Whoa. 2 of Sean's friends married the same woman?
No, they married each other and they are really great. And I just wanted to show them nothing but love and respect on their day. We show up to the church in Chicago. our moving truck isn't here. We don't have a lot of our stuff yet. It's still kind of a mess. We're still like in moving mode. But we fly back to Chicago for this wedding. And we had to scramble to kind of get clothes and shoes because all of our fancy clothes are still coming in the moving truck. Okay, so we walk into this church. And then I go, wow, I'm having that feeling of feeling a little underdressed. I go like, oh man, these women are wearing like really nice dresses. And we sit down and it's about to start. And Sean's whispering to me like, I'm the only person here in a freaking gray suit. Man, like no one else. I don't see another single gray suit. I guess that guy's I'm the only one. And then right before the wedding party starts walking down the aisle, I go, Sean, is this a black tie event? Because I realize that everyone's wearing tuxes and gowns. And whoa. We both look like we're at going to a barbecue wedding. And I go, Sean, did you take me to a black tie event? And did you not tell me it was a black tie event?
Oh, like, no!
That's a JPC, oh, no.
That's a JPC, oh, no!
We've talked about this on the podcast before, that church
giggles. No, we haven't. This story?
No, we're talking. Church giggles are a very specific kind of laughter.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Chiggles, so I please. Am Chiggles. Dying laughing. As the whole wedding party is going down the aisle, I go, I don't even live here anymore. There's no way I can walk. Am I going to go to the gown store and get a gown? I would have to rent something weeks ago in order to organize this. That is such a specific fear and nightmare I have as a person is like, I know better. I know that you have to show up at a black tie event and like respect that. Mm-hmm. You have to wear a tux because people want their wedding photos to look a certain way. And it's just a sign of respect that you, I was horrified. So I started dying laughing. And as the ceremony goes, I realized how embarrassed I am. And I started crying.
That's the move. That's the move.
And
from
poor
laughter
Sean,
to tears, the story of Aaron Keefe.
Who just has been, like, he's trying to find a job, and he organized so much of our logistics for this trip anyway. It wasn't his fault. People make mistakes. But I was like, I can't believe that we're at a black tie event, and you're in a light gray suit. Like, well, I was so upset.
Aaron, I understand that you don't think it's Sean's fault, but I'd love to know whose fucking fault it is, because someone's to blame here.
It's not me. I know it's not me, but I did have the woman guilt of going like, I should have looked at the invitation. And Sean, we're all trash. Him and I are both trash, and we've never been to a black tie event before.
Here's what I'll say. It's apparent that he's to blame here.
I can't wait to listen to
Sean's
podcast.
Defense,
listen to Sean's podcast. He'll be throwing Aaron under the bus immediately.
He's
know
not
he
here
will.
To defend himself. he did so much of the organizing and the work, and he like got the card and the present and did all the stuff that normally the labor would be split when you're going to a wedding.
Sure.
And he did all of that. The one thing he didn't do is tell me that it was a black tie event, because I don't think he understood
and that's the biggest
what that
up.
Was.
Aaron, can I ask, do you still have the invitation for the wedding, or was it like a paper
it
invitation?
Said black tie event. Hey,
okay.
It was,
did you
paper.
You went back and looked at it? You went back and looked at it.
Yeah. So yeah. Yeah.
Aaron,
please, your honor, allow me to finish the question.
Sustained.
How obvious from viewing that letter was the black tie? Was it like black tie event, tiny font in the very bottom corner, or was it like welcome to Rebecca and Lindsay's black tie like wedding celebration?
Okay. To me, it's obvious, but because it's a big fear of mine.
Got it.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm a very paranoid person, and that's how my anxiety works, is that I think maybe I care too much what people think, but also I'm just, like, an etiquette. Like, my mom really got, like, bizarre etiquette stuff stuck in my brain of how important it is. But Sean, I think, middle of moving, we used to have some paper invitations that we had to take photos of in case they got lost in the mail. Some of our paper invitations for weddings are currently in transit. Like, it's a mess.
Sure.
And I get that this is a mistake that I truly understand how it slips through the cracks, but it is one of the funniest moments of my life of me piecing together that I'm at a black tie event, not dressed in black tie. But it was a lovely wedding, and Sean is, they were, he's like,
so the bridesmaid to the wedding.
It's so fun to see Sean at a wedding because all of his friends just love him so much, and he's like the most fun wedding date of all time. So he more than made up for it.
Of all time?
I think that's the lifeblood of his personality. Is he's the best wedding date.
Christopher Walken is the best wedding date of all time.
Well, I mean, no, he's so
that
great.
Dancing?
How long have there been weddings, really? Honestly, like what, like 8,000 years? That's not that impressive that he's the best of all time.
He's so good at dancing. He's good at funny dancing. He's good at real dancing.
Great. We are not. Did Sean pay to be advertised on this podcast?
No, but he's not here to defend himself. But so the point of the story is not that Sean made a mistake.
What are
the
all
point
those
of the story
abs
is how
for?
Funny it is.
What are all those abs for if he can't defend himself? I have a very, very short.
I think Sean bought some advertisements. You know what I'm saying?
Sean, a lot of our group text messages on Hey Riddle Riddle is just Adela JPC talking about how Sean has six pack.
Aaron, I would go back and reread some of those messages because JPC has mentioned it exactly zero times.
I don't know, dude. You're liking a lot of times.
I'll like them every time. I think it's funny. I love to support my friends.
Please, everyone, check out Sean's podcast, Coil, Coil, Toil and Trouble. It's all about his being able to read invitations or in general. I had kind of the opposite, Aaron, where I once went to a friend's wedding that was a summer wedding. And I talked to everyone I know because I only at the time owned one suit total. It was a black suit for World News. And so I was like, is it okay if I wear a black suit? And everyone I talked to was like, you can't go wrong wearing a black suit to a
classic
wedding.
Classic.
So I wore a black suit, show up to the wedding. Everyone else at the wedding is wearing anything except for black. And I'm seated at the wedding next to Connor O'Malley. And Connor O'Malley, the entire wedding, keeps leaning over to me and going, so you're going straight from here to your sketch review show? And then like 5 minutes go by and he goes, so later you're auditioning for Tourco, and then 5 minutes go by and he goes, and then after this you go to a funeral, and it was just like nonstop.
He's funny.
Yeah,
the guy's
he had
funny.
Infinity. Yeah, that's amazing.
But I felt very out of place and very dumb, and I will never wear black to a summer wedding again.
I own four suits and I've worn each one of them maybe twice, and who knows if any one of them still fits. But I'll be honest with you, I needed a suit for each like type of occasion that I thought that I might, because I'm the same way, Aaron. I'm like so concerned. I nothing I like more than when someone spells out a dress code for a thing that I'm unfamiliar with. Case in point, we did a photo shoot like about a month ago, and they were just like, here's the thing, here's the date, and no one ever said what we're supposed to be wearing to this photo shoot. And finally I emailed and I was like, hey, like we're getting our pictures taken, shouldn't someone say like what we're supposed to be wearing? Lo and behold, I showed up after getting no info. They were just like, bring your clothes, just wear your clothes. Showed up and they were like, what you're wearing's wrong, we're gonna put you in a jacket. I was like,
they go, can we put this jacket on you?
I was like, would have loved for someone to tell me. So
I gotta
like,
say that was a really cool jacket.
I did like that jacket. Mariah saw that jacket and she's like, we should get you one of those. And I was summertime. It's the summer. I'm not buying a jacket in the summer.
Quick little note. This is not an excuse for people to bother and harass Sean about this. Him and I were in this boat together. It's a funny thing that happened. If you're going to tweet at Sean about everything or anything, have it be the microwave incident. When he promised he'd clean the microwave and he simply did not. Have it be that.
Aaron, again, I have to ask, this morning, did you buy stock in Sean?
I bought stock in Sean 4 years ago, and it's the best decision I ever made.
We got off topic, and you wrestled Sean's name back in the conversation.
He is not here to defend himself. I am the knight, and I am defending his honor. JPC was saying this, wah, 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 Aaron, feel guilty for throwing your boyfriend under the bus. And I went, I'm sorry, I meant it to be a funny story,
I just
not an
attack. As a point of fact, I bought stock in Sean 4 years ago and I took an absolute fucking bath on that stock. And by that, I mean I washed myself on those fucking washboard abs. And that's the one time I will mention it. That's the one time I will mention it. Because
right,
I set
I
up
have
bath.
A feeling that this episode is going to be called Sean's Abs because of how many times
no,
you're mentioning it.
No, it 100% will not be. And Aaron, if you make that the title, I quit the show.
It's
because are shoehorning Sean in left and right.
This have is from no the guy idea what you're talking about, but if you're interested in hiring Sean Coyle, here are some of his skills. He went to school for business with a minor in film. I wonder if he was social chair of his frat. I wonder if those sort of communication and planning skills could translate into a luxurious, amazing career.
JPC's like, I got ice cream the other day. It was a pistachio nut, and it was very tasty. And you're like, okay, I guess #pistachio Sean is trending on Twitter tomorrow.
I just want to point out that all of this is coming from the guy who, like, 3 minutes into an episode where Aaron was wearing an interesting shirt, was like, the episode's called The Sweater. No more questions. It was a sweatshirt. Wasn't even a sweater.
Well, because my whole MO is to make the show about you two and celebrate everything you do and wear and say.
Nobody has said anything about my Keep
right
Austin Weird tank top that I'm wearing today. So I don't know what the fuck I have to do to get the
Everybody,
picture.
You wear a tank top every day. If you showed up to a recording wearing a turtleneck, no one would be able to focus on anything else.
Okay.
JPC, can I recommend a different tank top?
Sure.
One that just says, keep Austin stone cold.
Dude, I would love so. If anyone wants to buy me that sweatshirt and send it to me, I'll gladly wear it on a recording that you won't see.
This first riddle comes from Haley. One
of our listeners.
Thought
you were going to say Sean.
No, but he's great. He is so funny.
I love
Sean. He's so smart. And he has such, he's like got one of those personalities where he thrives most places.
Aaron, I will say I taught Sean in level 2 or 3. And I remember thinking, ugh, this guy's so handsome and so funny. I really need to knock him down a peg. So the whole 8 weeks, I was like, you piece of shit. Do 50 push-ups. Mm-hmm.
And he was like, that'll only make me stronger.
I'm like, oh no, I'm helping him beat me.
Yeah, he is great. Okay. So this first riddle comes from Haley.
Yes.
I love your podcast and I listen all the time. Really brought me back around to riddles. You're bringing everyone back around to riddles.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a riddle similar to this before, but I wanted to read it again. Susie spent a week at summer camp, which was fun, but she missed her boyfriend Kevin so much.
Okay,
I miss
Susie's
my boyfriend,
Aaron.
Sean.
Yeah, okay, I see what's happening here.
When she got home, she immediately called Kevin and broke up with him. Why?
So Susie went to camp. Kevin is her boyfriend, and she loves him so much. When she got back from camp, she broke up with him? That's all the information we
have? But know? No, she missed him like crazy for the week she was away, right?
Yeah, I'm going to read it again.
Yeah.
Susie spent a week at summer camp, which was fun, but she missed her boyfriend, Kevin, so much. When she got home, she immediately called Kevin and broke up with him. Why?
I see what's happening. So Susie went to camp, and it was across the lake from the camp that Kevin went to. Now, Susie was looking for a reason to break up with Kevin, but she didn't want to hurt him. So what she did is she took her, and she'd been learning this at camp. She'd been learning archery. So she took her bow and arrow and tried to kill Kevin from the banks of her camp across the way. And she kept missing him. And not only by a few inches, she kept missing him with those arrows like crazy. Like she was off by tens of feet. So and then when she got back, she's like, I can't kill him, so I have to just break up with him.
Adel, can I say, not every riddle that we do on this podcast is going to be a one-to-one for your life, okay? Stop shoehorning it in.
Well, Miramax thinks it's a great, going to make a great miniseries.
I'm sorry, if you've been talking to Miramax, you've been talking to a time machine, my man. I think that company's been gone for like 15 years.
No.
I think Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back was the last thing Miramax did. I think that's, we're long past the Miramax.
But did they strike back?
They did. They did. Snoochie Moochies.
So Miramax fulfilled.
Can I give you two Muppets a hint about this riddle?
Okay, Aaron.
Sure, Aaron. I don't know what Muppet I was doing.
Now they're finally using their real voices.
I was just trying.
I really appreciate you just trying. I'd say this riddle has a real Blue Book energy in which they're leaving out a ton of information that how could you have possibly known that?
Can I ask a question, Aaron?
Yeah, I love that you're curious.
So did Susie, in the week she was away from Kevin, did she see Kevin in any way during that week?
She did not see Kevin before she broke up with him.
She did not see anything.
She didn't see anything.
Oh, was she held captive?
No, she didn't see anything.
She didn't see anything.
Did she get a call from Kevin that was like, hey, I want to break up with... And before he could finish it, she was like, I want to break up with you. I said at first, I win.
No, but that is my move, always.
Yeah,
I want to see a good
hey,
move.
Aaron, can we talk? No, can we talk?
I want to see a scene.
Yes.
The two of you are two kids, we'll say probably 12 or 13, somewhere in that range.
Nice.
And much like how 12 and 13-year-olds act in terms of relationships, you two are going to meet each other at camp, and within 3 minutes, you're going to meet each other, start dating, have something go wrong, and break up all within about 3 minutes.
Wow, I've never been on a school bus and not gone to school before.
Excuse me, I think you dropped your glasses case.
Oh, I did. Hi, my name's Pepper. I'm from Maine. Where are you from?
My name's Zevin. I'm from around town. I wear glasses too, but I don't really bring them out very much because I think they make me kind of look lame.
Zevin, I don't think you could possibly look lame. You got a backwards hat, and your shirt says you like skateboarding. Wait, you got an eyelash. Wait, you got a bunch of eyelashes. They're all around your eyes. That's really cool.
Oh, you think that's cool? Well, I'd love to see you wear your glasses.
Ugh, when I put on my glasses, I just look very pretty and cute. Nothing interesting. Oh, I put them on.
Wow.
I can really see your eyelashes.
You're beautiful like my mom is.
Well, it's so nice. I'm so excited to canoe this summer. What about you?
Canoe? No, I'm allergic to water. You're a canoe girl?
I feel like you could die at camp.
No, I'm just going to stick to the archery stuff that us cool kids do. Actually, you Kaloozer, you enjoy your time at camp. I want nothing to do with you.
Zevin, this is a water camp. Water archery, water arts and crafts, water talent show. You're at the wrong place. Who's the loser now?
Well, I hope this camp likes wet pepper because that's all the people are going to be smelling.
Sean.
Sean.
And Sean.
I'm going to call this episode The Sean as a sweet little follow-up to the sweatshirt episode.
No, call it The Shawning, like The Shining, because Sean is like a one-for-one for Jack Torrent. Jack Torrance?
Addled.
He's not a horror movie. He's a good man.
Addled did the sweater. Aaron did the Sean. What's GBC's episode going to be? Wow, the possibilities are endless. The quitting.
So she heard something. You're sort of on the right track with a phone call, but it's a phone call. It's like a phone call. I'm doing a little air quotes that she wasn't necessarily supposed to hear.
Oh, so he butt dialed her and she answered and he was like, Hey, Sarah, while Susie's at camp, want to come over and do stuff?
You're such a good guy. You couldn't even fake being a bad guy for a second. That seemed very unnatural to you.
I don't know how to cheat.
I think maybe I shouldn't have said phone call.
Okay, that thing? Is it that thing from, I can't remember what the romantic comedy is, but Drew Barrymore's in it, and she like, it's a romantic comedy, and she's like the editor of a paper, so every romantic comedy.
Oh,
and,
Never Been Pissed. It's about a woman who's never been angry.
You can hit my car again if you want.
It's Drew Barrymore and Bill Burr in Never Been Pissed.
Bill Burr teaches her anger.
So no, it's Drew Barrymore, and she's like gabbing to her friends about how she met a great guy, and then she gets a voicemail from him, and then it's like he's like singing her name on the voicemail, and then it ends and they're like, wow, that's so sweet. And then there's another voicemail of that same guy, but he's singing a different woman's name, and then he realizes it and he's like, oh shit, who did I just call? And I'm like, why wouldn't you delete that voicemail? They ask you at the end if you want to keep the voicemail. Anyway, is it that?
No.
Damn it.
He called someone, but she heard it not on a phone.
She heard it through the grapevine. How much California raisins, yeah.
She heard it not through the phone. Is Aaron. This like a camp thing? Did she hear it on like an old string phone from camp?
No, that would be cool.
Telegram.
What's a way that you can hear people that isn't a phone?
Oh.
A megaphone.
No.
What's Aaron, the way you can hear people?
I have to ask.
Uh-huh.
Do you know who the California Raisins are?
Yes.
Okay. Is that real?
Uh-huh.
I mean,
let me see. How can I put you on the spot and test you on something? Let's see.
Well, it wasn't to test you. It was just because you're the youngest of the bunch.
I got
and I was
one.
Like, and I remember growing
Adel,
up
do
with
you
California
know who
Raisins.
Bewitched is?
No. Will Ferrell?
They're an Irish band, and they're the ones that say, I said, hey, bro, sitting in a tree, only I want you to come for tea, don't be shy. Remember
I remember that song. Yeah.
Adel, what was Millard Fillmore like in real life?
Oh.
Woo!
Huge penis.
No,
I'm thinking, I'm thinking Milton Berle.
So,
Okay. Is Kevin her brother, and she heard him through her wall when she got home?
No, she was not dating her brother.
I don't know what people do.
Did he make like a did he make a mixtape and it was recorded on that? What's a way to hear someone that's not on the phone?
On the radio. Did he dedicate a song to another girl on the radio as she was driving home from camp?
Man,
good job.
I feel Kevin, like an answer.
Kevin, you fucking idiot. Why would you put it on the radio? Oh, I swear to God, a lot of these cheaters just want to get caught.
I would like to see a scene. Okay. Adel, you are a radio host, a DJ, and JB, you're a teenage boy calling in to dedicate a song to your the person that you should not be seeing because you have a girlfriend, and then sort of right when you're talking, you realize it's a bad idea and you're trying to cover up for it.
Sure.
This is Casey Kasem, and right now we're going to do something a little different. We're going to do a dedication line to all the people across America, taking calls from everyone and anyone who wants to say something special to that someone special. You're on the line. Who are you? What's your dedication?
Hey, Casey, my name's Jeff from Deltona, Florida.
Deltona, Florida?
It's a real place in Florida. I don't recommend going there.
Deltona, Florida. Okay, I'll look it up. I'll trust your word. Who would you like to dedicate the song, and what's the song you want to hear?
Casey, first of all, just want to say this is my real voice, not doing a crude imitation of you. This is just how I talk as well.
Okay, at first I thought you were making fun of me, but now I see you have the same mouth as me.
Yes, Casey, actually, that's something that I've always had. My mother was a huge radio fan, used to follow radio stations all around the country.
Never met my dad, per se, but still
kind of think of you as a father figure, Casey, for how influential you've been in my life.
Sweetheart, who are you talking to on the phone?
Nothing, Mom. This is Movie Phone, just calling for movie times.
Honey, are you talking to...
Deltona...
Hang up the phone. I don't want you to meet your father this way. I mean, I don't want you to call through a radio. I mean...
Wait, Mom, what are you not telling me?
I have to go to this... I have to go. I can go.
Weird, Casey. My mom just left the house. Wonder what's up with her.
Sure, we had to hang up on that caller. He wasn't talking to me. Let's take a new caller. Who are you, where are you from, and what's your dedication?
Hey, Casey, me again, still in Deltona, Florida. Seems like I'm the only one
so
calling.
Familiar? Deltona.
Well, there's a big statue of you down on Main Street. You must have been here before, Casey.
Yes, there before. Picnic on the beach. Oh, sorry, my elbow was resting on the soundboard. That's for the Morning Zoo crew. What song would you like to dedicate to your mom?
Actually, Casey, I'm not dedicating a song to my mom at all. I want to dedicate this to my special sweetheart, Reboshit.
Reboshit?
Yeah, Reboshit.
Casey, who are you talking to on the radio right now? Who is that?
It's just a young man who wants to dedicate a special song to a special
Casey,
song.
Casey, I don't want you to meet our son like that. I mean my son. I mean, I have to go.
Wait, do we live in the same house?
Well, I do live in a duplex.
Sean.
Sean. Oh, poor Sean.
Poor Sean.
He's a very good comedian.
Well, speaking of poor Sean, we have to portion out our ads.
Wow.
So you're going to hear a couple of them right now.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin. Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with clarity D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live clarity clear with clarity D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code RIDDLE at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson's Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort,
beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, it's in shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, no. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Hanson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach. And so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Hanson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay. What do we think? That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say,
mm-hmm.
Hanson Razors works with standard dual-edge blades to give you the old-school shave with the benefits of new-school tech. Once you own a Hanson Razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades, just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year, and now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Hanson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Hanson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah, so she's not going
to
be
able to. She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Hanson shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works.
For Casey, press 7. To hear a Patreon episode where we go off the rails, press 8.
8, 8, 8. 8, 8.
Wait, people can just call in to get the Patreon? That's not good. That seems like a big security breach.
We're on the beach, and we're stuck on the beach. Little monkey bones, come on in, buddy.
And then here are some lyrics. You have to decide if you know where they're from.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. Your name here. Happy birthday to you.
Mars, goodbye.
It's like that.
Just
it's
like a sample, like
that.
A sample of a Patreon.
Wow, that made me realize our Patreon is amazing.
So good.
So good.
So good. So worth it.
I can tell you that we've only done one riddle, and I did say that I try to avoid the riddles, but I didn't mean to do that.
Okay.
I didn't mean to do
that. Well, Aaron, how about in the second half, we take what we did in the first half and we double it? I'm talking two riddles.
Okay, we'll see.
I'm talking twiddles.
I gotta just say, Haley, thanks for sending that in. That riddle is fantastic. You're one of my favorite people who've ever written into the show. I wish you health. I wish you happiness. And I wish you nothing but the best.
And Haley, can I just say to you, thank you. I just wanted to piggyback off JPC's thank you. You are one of my favorite comets. I love that Eminem is your dad. And I think you and Aaron Rodgers are going to be very happy.
Oh, okay.
Aaron, anything you want to say?
I should have. It was in my full power to see if it was a black tie event or not. He had never been to one. He didn't know what that meant.
We weren't talking about Sean.
These are from Trevor. And Trevor is a teacher who made these for his students. But I don't know how old Trevor's students are. So we'll have to guess after these riddles.
Because Trevor wrote this so long ago that they might be 90 years old by now.
Yes, exactly.
Aaron, before you continue, JPC, I don't know if you noticed this. You need to take a quick look at Aaron's screen. She's got a little bit of sunlight coming in, and it makes her keep looking like she has insane eyebrows or a little mustache.
I do think that's funny.
What it's light?
Recording like, right in front of blinds. It's like a little light mustache. I love that. The light
eye. Fantastic. Oh, you look like the new Cruella DeVille with that makeup.
It's really cool, though.
But since it's light, it's like the anti-Cruella de Vil, like a Cruella Angel or something like that.
That's where I got my cat.
Yeah, I kind of look like a beautiful movie poster right now.
I think so.
A dystopian book from like 2014. Mm-hmm. You know the type. Okay.
Children of Men.
There's like 10 of these and we're going to get through all of them. So good luck.
Cool. Love
Thank
it.
You.
I'm like a stove because I warm things up.
I'm like a stove. Don't touch me. I'm hot.
We're not going to make it to the end of these if we're doing I'm like a bird references, and I will tell you that much.
Do you remember the first 20 episodes of Hey Riddle? I think we mentioned Nelly Furtado 40 times.
Yeah, we also did my wife jokes for a while.
Yeah.
Two Princes, the song Two Princes came up way too much.
If I had a breakfast restaurant, which is, I've said before, one of my dreams that I would love to open up a breakfast restaurant, even though I think we should abolish all restaurants, I would have an item on there called the Belly Frittata. And what it is it's like a very savory frittata full of just, you know, like a lot of like salty, savory things.
And birds.
Okay, I like that.
And birds. So chicken.
I'm trying to think of what I would do at a... other menu items at a Nelly Furtado themed breakfast restaurant.
I think. Well, I think you'd have timber steak. It's the restaurant is produced by Timber Steak, which is steak.
Timber Steak is wooden steak, right?
Yeah, it's called Dracula's.
Okay.
Turn off the bite. It's like a hand food. I'll figure it out.
We'll all figure it out.
I'm like a stove because I warm things up. I'm like a stove because of how I look. I'm unlike a stove because of how I sound.
So is each one of these a different answer?
No, are all the same clue.
It's all the same.
It's just those three clues? So it looks like a stove. It does warm things up, but it doesn't sound like a stove.
Mm-hmm. Wait, looks like a stove and warms things up? This is my wedding, DJ.
What? This riddle's really good, and I think you guys are going to like it.
Okay.
I'm like a stove because I warm things up.
Sure.
I'm like a stove because of how I look. I'm unlike a stove because of how I sound. And when you think of look, you don't necessarily need to think of how the thing looks, but maybe how the word looks.
Oh, this is a ovary?
Well, let's... And I pull down a diagram.
Okay, so I'm like a stove because I heat things up. And the way I look, no, not the way I look.
Well, I'm like a stove because I warm things up. I'm like a stove because of how I look. So maybe it's a word that kind of looks like the word stove,
like
but
oven?
It's pronounced kind of differently.
Stove, stove,
stoven,
stoven, stofers,
stove,
stoven. Get down here,
trove.
Hi, I'm asking for $150,000 for 15% equity in my product, the Stubborn.
It's a stubborn oven. It cooks when it wants on its own time.
And its own temperature.
Stubborn.
It decides.
Wow, the cookies are ruined again. Thanks, Stubborn.
This pizza's burnt on one side.
Thanks Stubborn.
Okay.
Okay, so the word
stove.
So, JPC, look at the words. Close your eyes and imagine the word stove.
Okay.
So, replace the. I assume the O is what we're removing or replacing it with.
Shove, shovel.
I heat things up.
It doesn't have the first letter.
It doesn't begin with an S. Oh, it doesn't begin with an S. Okay, so tove.
Are the rest of the letters the same, Aaron?
Not totally.
Fuck.
A grove?
Three letters are the same. The last three letters are the same.
O-V-E. So it's something that also heats things up that ends in O-V-E.
Is it oven?
No.
Oh. I said
ends
that.
In O-V-E.
Ends in O-V-E.
O-V-E.
You down with O-V-E?
So there's a cove. There's a trove. There's a...
Rove versus wave.
Carl Rove.
Move. Move. Nove.
It warms things up. The sun warms things up. What else warms things up?
Is it love?
No, but you're close. Add one more letter to that.
Is it?
Is it a slove?
Is it loves?
I'm asking for $150,000 for 15% equity in my company, Slove.
Aaron?
It's stubborn love.
Aaron, I believe I have the final answer.
What is it?
This is a little something you want to wear outside if it's a little snowy out and you want to toss a snowball. It's called a glove.
Or you did it.
I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be a clove.
Oh, nice! That also works in delusion.
Yes.
A walk with this is easy, but so is a piece.
Many more. Is it?
I would not say that was an easy walk. I'm going to remember the rest of my life, but that walk was not easy.
If you've seen that movie, that's a lot to remember.
Wow, this stir fry was incredible. That's a walk to remember.
Wow.
There's a song that's inside of my soul.
So
I can still play that song on piano. If you were born between 1989 and 1993, you can play that and 1,000 Miles on the piano still.
More like Mandy Less.
Aaron, can you repeat the riddle?
A walk with this is easy, but so is a piece.
Roller skates. So is a piece. How is piece spelled?
Like P-I-E-C-E.
A walk with this is easy, but so is a piece.
Is it like a piece of cake or a cane? Is it like cane cake? Is it
cake? Cake. Yeah. It's cake.
A cakewalk.
Piece of
cake. A cakewalk.
Fuck me. Okay, we have to do this. JPC, are you ready? Fuck. Fucking shit.
Am
you
I?
Ready?
Yeah, okay. I guess so.
Here we go. I'll lay it down and then you do your fuck me. Here we go. Thanks, Aaron. And thanks. Who is this, Trevor? Fuck you, Trevor.
He's a teacher.
A walk with this is always easy when I'm walking. Holding my cane, I just woke up and I hurt my hip. This is what it's like to be 40 years old.
Sean.
Perfect. Cakewalk.
You happy, Trevor?
I hope so.
Whoa.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
What's happening to me? Okay. The answer isn't garbage, but can create rhymes.
The answer isn't garbage, but can create rhymes. Shirley Manson?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, right?
I'm only happy when it rains. Remember in the 90s when every song was about rain? Garbage. Missy Elliott.
What was Courtney,
Roses.
What was Courtney Love's band called?
Hole.
Hole. I get hole and garbage confused. I think it's because at home we used to have a garbage hole.
I always told myself, this is like in late high school when I actually like garbage. I always wanted to go to a garbage concert and just be like, you're fucking garbage. Like front row, just scream and be like, fucking garbage.
I once saw a band. Do you remember a band called The Used?
Yes.
So I once saw The Used at Warped Tour. And the way that Warped Tour works is like another band would start like 15 minutes into one band's set, like on a different stage. And Andrew W.K. was starting up in the middle of The Used set. So everyone was just clearing out to go watch Andrew W.K.
Sure.
And the Used guy finished a song. And at the end of the song, he goes, "We are the fucking Used." And a guy in the audience went, "Who cares?" That'll stick with me forever. To be like a rocker who's on the radio with songs and have just a guy own you that hard of the audience as everyone is leaving your show.
I want to see a scene.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But it's The Used and I don't feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, would you prefer to be the heckler or the heckled?
The heckler.
Great. So JPC, you are a one-man band. You had one hit several years ago. Everyone's kind of forgotten about you, but you're still putting out lots of albums, but nobody gives a shit. You're playing Van's Warped Tour, and Aaron is the one person in attendance who showed up to your show, and she's maybe there for the wrong reasons.
Thank you, everyone. We are As I Stand Crying at My Cousin's Funeral. Today, I have a special song for you. This song is called Worthless Fuck.
Yeah!
Thank you. But please, this is a song actually means a lot to me, so this is Worthless Fuck.
Oh, yeah? Well, you cut in line in front of me at a Best Buy in 2006.
Never been in a Best Buy, ma'am. Never been in a Best Buy,
yes,
so it couldn't have been me.
You were buying a TV because you broke your other TV. Because you said that an episode of Lost was unsatisfying, so you threw your remote at the TV, and then you had to go in and buy a new one.
Season 4 was completely incomprehensible. How would I have... this song...
Oh, shit. I remember that. Sorry, I'm walking through. I just came from Phantom Planet, and I'm going to go see Phantom Planet on a different stage. I was the manager at that Best Buy.
All right, man. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Look, that was a dark time in my life, but this is also a dark time in my life, but one I actually wrote a song about. So please, just let me...
Okay, play your song. I wonder if I'll boo.
Will you? Because it's kind of... If you're saying that, I feel like you're going to boo.
We'll see.
I'm not going to play that song. I'm not going to play that song. I'm going to play one so loud that you can't boo over it.
Okay, I'll just put both of my thumbs down and be on my phone the whole time.
This song is called Armageddon. And this goes out...
Boo!
Hold on. Now, come on. This is our best song. My best song. I mean, it's just me up here, honestly. I was just sitting crying at my cousin's funeral.
Woohoo, yeah! He's alone.
Well, wait, woohoo, yeah. Hold on. Do you have headphones on? Are you listening to another band right now?
Yep. I'm listening to Imagine Dragons.
Come on! Imagine Dragons!
I'm waking up. I feel it in my
soul. What is it? Is it just that song? You're just listening to that? That's the only...
Welcome to the new age.
All right, you know what?
Woo,
screw it.
Imagine Dragons!
Yes, okay, fine. You know what? You like Imagine Dragons? Well, here, I'll do a cover. This is a cover of Radioactive by Imagine Dragons. Okay, you ready for this?
Boo!
You like this song! You just
first
sang
things
it!
First, I'm a girl in the morning.
Aaron, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but my opinion of Imagine Dragons is... What if Muse was sitting around and said, hey, guys, what if we sucked? And that's how the idea for Imagine Dragons was born.
I hate to be this guy, but Sean has been doing a bit that's been making me laugh, that any song that comes on, he goes, what is this, Imagine Dragons? So they've been top of mind for me. The answer isn't garbage, but can create rhymes.
And Imagine Dragons was written by John Lennon, right?
Imagine there's
oh,
a dragon.
Dragons. Has that big breath in it.
Oh, God.
I was going to a young age. Did you guys watch the Paul McCartney thing on Hulu?
Oh, 3-2-1?
Yeah.
No.
I have not yet.
Oh, my God.
Traveling.
It's so good. I love it so much. I mean, I'm a huge Beatles fan, but there's so many parts in it that made me gasp. Like, just basic trivia about songs. Like, in the beginning of Maxwell's Silver Hammer, you know, the part that sounds like it's like a tuba. Like, uh-huh. Joan was quizzical. It sounds like a tuba. That's the bass.
Oh.
That's the bass making that sound. And I was like,
the bass tuba?
Paul Stratocaster?
I know. I was like, my whole life's been a lie. I need to start over. And now I re-enrolled in middle school, and I'm just
going to... Wow.
There's so much I don't know. I genuinely was shocked by that. Anyways, what was I talking about? This riddle. We have to finish
this.
Okay. Isn't it funny?
The answer is garbage, but can't create rhymes.
Isn't it funny how... Like, of all the people that are in the world, there's only a few people that have ever seen Paul McCartney live, but almost everyone has seen John Lennon dead.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it wild to think about?
Interesting. What to do with this? Interesting. Hold on. I have to...
You know what? I'm going to call Hey Riddle Riddle Enterprises with my complaint.
Okay.
Welcome Hi. To Hey... Oh, oh sorry. Ahead. You go ahead. No, please. You do the recording.
No, Adel, please. Go.
No, please.
She's done it
After
twice.
You.
It's Adel's turn to do it.
Well, Wouldn't she it was be- calling, so I thought to support, but I was wrong to do that.
No. I just thought... I'm glad. I don't want to have to do it, so...
Dial 1 if you'd like to talk to Mark David Chapman in jail. No other options.
Dang it! Click. Never mind. Okay.
You've dialed Mark David Chapman.
Dang it!
That's what I said.
Boo! Okay. The answer isn't garbage, but can create rhymes.
This one still?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Grimes?
No, it's a type of person in the music industry.
Oh, wait. The answer isn't garbage, but it can create rhymes. Is this MC Oscar the Grouch? Trash. Is it?
No, you kind of got it without getting it.
But is it a
what?
Oh, it's a rapper.
Yeah, it's
a rapper. But rapper is a homonym.
Rapper. I understand what's going on now. I understand.
They're both in your home. In fact, the answer is 2. One belongs in the garbage. The next, a cage. This one's really hard.
Okay. Well, this seems very much like Fries and Brisket. Fries is the best sweet little boy, and Brisket's the little devil on wheels.
What would go in a cage in your home? Like a
Fries
bird?
And Brisket, Aaron and JPC. Al doesn't have cats when he talks about Fries and Biscuits. That's us. It's him working out his emotions about us.
Aaron, is the thing that goes in a cage an animal?
Yes.
So, okay, bird, hamster, ferret. What would you keep in a cage? Mouse, rat?
No, I mean,
despite all the rain. There's another song about rain. I'm telling you, the 90s were all about rain in songs.
It was a wet time.
I'm still this one, just a rat in a cage.
Your vagueness is part of the answer. Is what's an animal that you own? What do you call it?
What's an
a
animal
pet.
I own?
Yeah, so that's part of it.
A pet project, a pet peeve.
They're both in your home. In fact, the answer is two. One belongs in the garage, the next a cage.
Oh, in the garage.
Yeah, but this is a really tricky one. I mean, full disclosure, I go through all the riddles before I look at the answers of the riddles, I try to get them myself. And okay. I did not get this one. Well, I had no idea.
So, but pet is one
part
of the
it.
Words?
Yeah,
it's just part of it.
There's technically kind of three answers. The word can be split apart in two different parts. One of those parts belongs in a garage. One belongs in a cage. And then together they make another word.
Got
that
it. Carpet.
In your home. There you go.
Got it. Okay. Nice. Well, Aaron explained exactly how to solve it, and then I got it. But so that should not count. But
I
understand.
I'm really
though.
Impressed, JP.
Carpet. Got it.
I
got
think
it.
You're
got
really
it.
Smart. Do you think that you're both smart? Because I think you're both very, very smart.
Well, Aaron, I'll say this: my credit score is above 800. So
you tell me.
How do you do it? Mine isn't.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are at the vet, played by JPC.
Yes.
And no, not like a war vet. You're a veterinarian.
We'll see how it shows
up. Okay, Adel, whenever you do stuff like this, you're talking to yourself. You're the motherfucker who makes those choices.
Anytime I call for a scene, I have to think of like
Got
monkey
it.
Paw rules
Got it.
Of like, how can something slip
sure.
out of this? So Aaron, you take your pet to the veterinarian played by JPC, and your quote unquote pet is just a swath of carpet.
I'm sorry, the receptionist said that you were quite upset. What can I help you with?
I dropped him.
Oh, okay. You know, this happens. Death is a part of life.
No, I don't think he's dead. I think he can still.
Oh, okay. Well, please. Now, is he in the car or what kind of animal are we?
He's in my arms.
Okay.
And so, here you go.
Sure. So, so this looks like this is a swatch of carpet sampling.
Yeah. It's multiple swatches.
Yeah, I can see that. It's multiple swatches with one of these little push pins sticking into the top.
Yeah,
what's the issue?
I brought my paint samples in here before.
Yeah, you were the woman. Okay, yeah, I'm seeing your picture up now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I originally got the carpet samples I was redecorating my home.
Sure.
And then I just sort of, I couldn't decide. And then I was like, these are cheaper than a regular pet. But I dropped them. And then I saw them on the ground. And now I can't decide which carpet I want to get. So I just need you to help.
Okay. I'm going to tell you this. And I've told you this before.
Mm-hmm.
You come in here every week with another cockamamie scheme. You bring in paint. You bring in carpet samples. You brought in one of those big pink plastic flamingos.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen, okay? But to prove to you...
Oh, no, I forgot, too, my marble samples for the countertops. Which one should I choose?
To prove to you that it's not going to happen, I will agree to go on three dates, okay? But I'm telling you right now, it's not going to happen between us. I'll go on three dates.
Three dates? You would do three dates to a person you have no interest in.
Just to prove to you...
Sir, I have to be honest with you. I don't want to go on a date with you. I saw the inside of your home when I was trick-or-treating with my son, and I thought it was gorgeous. Didn't know how to ask for help for decorating.
Do not tell me that he was lying about needing to use the bathroom, because that little dance was so endearing. God damn it.
Because your house is so beautiful, and I came in here, and every time I'd bring something in, I could see which paint color, which carpet sample, which everything you liked the best.
Do you know why my house is so beautiful?
Why?
Because when I was serving a tour in Desert Storm, that's
there you go. I was waiting.
Sean. I stole Saddam's gold with Ice Cube, George Clooney, and one other guy.
Spike Jones.
No, who was the third three kings?
Spike Jones.
Was it Spike Jones?
Maybe.
No, I don't think so. Mark Wahlberg.
All right, next one. I'm really proud of you. Thank you. Was waiting. I went, where is it? Where is it?
Lexus doesn't make a convertible.
Lies spun worldwide.
Lies spun worldwide.
Ah, the internet. The internet, the World Wide Web, baby.
You got it.
Yes. Nice. Log on.
To greet a cat.
Da-ding-a-ding. Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, okay. Meow. You hello. Say hello, and I say meow. Hello,
hello
meow.
Kitty. Hello, kitty.
You got it.
Nice. Yes.
You give me trash. You drink from me too. If you're still confused, it's what you're able to do.
You give me trash.
You give me trash. You drink from me too. If you're still confused, it's what you're able to do.
Can?
Mm-hmm.
Can do.
Can do.
You guys are so good at these.
Fucking it. Now we are. We got your fucking game. We know exactly how the game is played.
Aaron, not only do I have a can-do attitude, I have a can-do Baja Blast attitude.
Wow. What that's a can-do.
What did I do in a World News show that I fucked up so bad? With it was in a scene with you. I called a Baja Blast something else. Oh, Baja Fresh.
Oh, yeah.
You called it Baja Fresh. you unfortunately called it Baja Fresh.
And you... Everyone on stage, like any good World News show, went, time to destroy Aaron.
Well, Aaron, that's like calling a Christian's Bible the Quibble. It's just wrong.
Wait a minute. We might have something there, the Quibble. So
someone
you kind of quibble.
Backstage.
Hey, sharks. So I'm pitching to you the Quibble. It's a quiet Bible, and I need $150,000 and 15% stakes.
Is it like the Stubborn?
It's like the Stubborn. It's a Bible, but quiet. You know how people are always up in arms about their religion? They're always talking so loud. This Quibble, it's just a little whisper.
Ooh,
it's
you can't say whisper. Up in arms about religion because of Jesus on the cross.
That's true. Well, he was kind of medium
he
in arms.
He was up in arms.
Was he up? Yeah, I guess he was.
Okay, so.
Give us Barabbas.
What was I saying?
You were talking about your fuck up at World News, and then you were talking about how good we are
at
riddles.
Oh, no, I was saying at World News, someone said once backstage, I forget who it was, it might have been Rob, is that we should change the name of World News to Blood in the Water. Because the second anyone makes any mistakes, everyone immediately is like, well, I'm going to kill my friend. it's the best.
I remember there's a scene where... I was in a chair. I was like tied to a chair and I was captive and Brett Lyons was like holding me captive and he started dancing around me and singing Stuck in the Middle and I go, what are you doing? And he goes, it's like I'm doing that thing like from Pulp Fiction. And I stood up from the chair and like went downstage and mimed holding like a snifter of brandy. And I went, Brett. What are we going to do with you? Pulp Fiction? You sure about that? And I just chewed on that for like 10 minutes. It was very
yeah.
Funny.
Oh, wow. Don't do the reference if you can't name the reference.
Well, one time I thought I had JPC in that one of those moments because I said, three people can't pee in a toilet at the same time. And he said, okay. And then spent 15 minutes describing how three people could pee in a toilet at the same time.
Sort honestly,
stopped the show.
The pandemic hit and I was never able to test my hypothesis. But if there's anyone out there who wants to test my theory about how three people can pee in a toilet at the same time, it doesn't matter what parts you have. We mm-hmm. can make it work with my foolproof system. Sharks, I'm asking for a presidential pardon for crimes against humanity.
And you
three
can go to...
Trying to piss in a toilet at the same time is a lot like a podcast.
And you
that's
true.
What this feels like.
You can go to 3pissnonetheritcher.com to find out more about JPC's Crimes Against Humanities.
Piss me.
We knew you were going to do it. I knew it. I knew you were going to do it.
I love that song. It's in my bones. Aaron, are there any more of these riddles?
There's two more and then we'll be done.
We have to do them.
The shape of a circle or maybe a line. I destroy the earth, but not by design.
Did you say line or lion?
Line.
The shape of a circle or maybe a line, I destroy the earth?
But is not like by design.
Is it like a horizon or a curve or...
No.
Is it like the ozone?
This one's hard. I also did not get this one.
Shape of a circle or maybe a line.
It's like an
I
object.
I destroy the earth, but not by design. So this is Is this like aerosol cans? Is this like...
Is it like an orb or like a meteor or the shape of a circle?
Oh, is this like plastic? Like those six-pack plastic holders that you have to cut so turtles
closest,
don't swallow?
Is it a ring?
Closest to those... it's definitely something that like, we are trying to change the material of to perhaps save the turtle.
And it can be a circle or a line. IUDs?
Oh, a straw?
A straw.
Nice. Nice.
Oh, a circle. I see a straw from above is a circle.
One of my favorite comedy things I've ever done was, have you guys heard of a NuvaRing?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Delicious. Great snack.
My friend Haley and I used to do a bit about sneezing up a NuvaRing, and then we made like a 40-second sketch where she sneezes a NuvaRing when we're at brunch, and then we look at each other silently, and then we go, oh, we gotta go to the hospital. Because the math that would have to go through your head of going, okay, I just sneezed my NuvaRing. Yeah, it had to move through organs. Yep, okay.
So
we gotta go to the hospital.
So medically, Aaron, what you're telling our listeners that don't know any better, such as myself, is that women breathe in through their nose and breathe out of their...
Yeah, something like that. But okay. I have no idea where that sketch is. If someone can find it, it's somewhere on the internet. I think it might be on Facebook or something. I don't know. But it's my favorite comedy thing I've ever done.
I'll tell you everything I learned about human anatomy I learned on this podcast recording it. So it's not a surprise.
Ovaries
to me.
Keep things warm. It's sort of a heating tray.
Yeah.
That's what I do with my ovaries. Anytime I need to keep something a little bit warm. Okay, so...
That's I always say when they say, how do you want your eggs? I say, ovaries...
Easy. I told this to Adel before we started recording, but his brain is a prison.
Hell yeah.
I told him he doesn't have to remember every pop culture fact and every word bit of wordplay in the world.
I do.
I may be a game with numbers that fall. I may sell you a pizza, but that is all.
Domino's.
Yeah, you got it.
Yes.
I thought these were excellent. Thank you so much, Trevor. If you are listening to this, can you email us and let us know what age of people you teach? Because I'm very curious.
And can you Venmo us $34 for the publicity that we just gave you?
Should we all just go on the record and guess what age these people are? I'm gonna say fourth grade is my guess. Fourth grade on the record.
I'm going to say these riddles were pretty tough even for a crack smith like myself. So I'm going to say these kids are 25 to 29.
I'm going to go with sixth grade.
Okay, locked in.
Sixth grade. Well, perfect. Anything to plug Adel and JPC?
I'll go first. So one thing that I will definitely fucking plug is heading over to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. We have three new stretch goals on the Patreon for some really, really cool bonus content. It's not even bonus content. It's just like special content that we're really excited about for three different series of thematic episodes that we've been working on. So please, if you haven't listened before or if you want to just get back into it, patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. We would love some of your support. And that's it for me. Adel, anything to plug?
Yes, I want to plug a few things. First up, I want to mention and plug our significant others. Mariah, hi. Sean, and Gemma are all equally wonderful. They all deserve jobs. Two of them have a job, one of them does not. So maybe help the one that doesn't have a job. If you have a job, let Sean know. Also, I want to plug Audio Daddy, Casey, Tony. We recently did an episode on the Patreon called The Space. He's done, he edits all of our stuff, but he really put a lot of hard work into that. So please give Casey Tony a follow on Twitter at Casey Pony, P-O-N-E-Y. Don't forget the E. And I assume, I don't know, he has other shit going on. I think he has some podcasts and he has maybe Instagram or something.
Couldn't matter.
You know what? I tried to do it and halfway through, I decided I didn't want to do this anymore. Unfollow Casey Tony.
I would also like to use my plug to tell you to unfollow Casey Tony. No, don't do that.
Casey said I'm ruined.
I want to use my plug to plug Sean Coyle on Twitter. His Twitter is @SeanCoyle, C-O-Y-L-E. He's very, very funny. He's the hardest worker I know. He's also very, very good at learning things quickly. So if you want to hire him for anything, he would be great at it. You can also check out him on YouTube. He wrote a web series with Waleed Minster called And the Findings. That's very, very good. And I also did a web series called Welcome Back with him. And I'm really proud of it. And it's sort of a little time capsule of people who I really looked up to in Chicago, minus JPC and Adel, who were... busy that day.
Absolutely.
Never asked this.
you should check out Sean's work. Before I dated him, I was a huge fan of his. So check him out.
And while we're talking, Aaron, about Sean, I just want to reiterate Adel's plug for Casey Tony. Now, I know that both of you did say, do not follow at Casey Pony on Twitter, but I would just like to, for the sake of transparency, read one of his tweets into the public record.
Please.
That way people can determine if they want to follow him for their own. This tweet, it says, thinking about the finale performance from School of Rock, ... holy shit, ... fuck, ... So if that's the kind of Twitter interaction that you're looking for...
Are you trying to get the world to fall in love with him all at once?
I mean,
it's going to be too much.
So that's just some good stuff coming out of Casey's corner. So I highly advise giving a follow.
I'm so sorry. I want to read another one just because I feel like people need a few more examples in order to understand his mindset and his sense of whether or not they should follow him. This is one from 4 days ago. The tweet is, "What's up, gamers? I have a stomachache." So that's kind of where he's coming from.
Yeah.
I want to do one too.
Go ahead, Aaron, with one of Casey's tweets.
Hold on one second.
And feel free to scroll way down because he does a lot of stuff with pictures.
Just doing a lot of like retweets down of other people too.
I found another one here. This is from July 18th. The letter K, going to bed now. So just like a good, you know, overall, just an aerial bird's eye view of like what kind of content you're lining up for. And do you want to wait in line for that? I recently went to Disney World and I waited in line for a ride for 2 hours. And after I did the ride, I was like, not worth it. So just kind of, you know, just kind of feeling it out. Aaron, did you find one?
Mm-hmm. Americans believe it should be easy to vote. Oh, sorry. This is Mitch McConnell's Twitter. I don't know how I got America's in the red zone. No fight against COVID. Let's see. Sorry. I don't know, Casey. Your Twitter is like Mitch McConnell's Twitter.
The problem is Casey's retweeting a lot of Mitch McConnell's stuff, so it's cluttering his time line.
Tune into Fox News right now.
Here, Aaron. I'm sending you one now, Aaron. He also, years and years ago, Casey used to retweet a lot of Carl Sandburg when Carl Sandburg was still alive. Do you want to read one of those?
Far too often, the federal government has proven incapable or even unwilling to... I am all turned around.
I misspoke. I meant Carl Sagan. Carl Sagan.
I was wondering where you were going with that. But Carl Sagan, just for clarification, Aaron, that's like the planets in space guy. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. I could make up a fact about space. Space out of nowhere, Jupiter. Bye.
Bye forever.
Waka waka. Kids. Wait, what was it? Hold on.
Sean. Sean. And John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey everybody, this is Casey's call out response show where I respond to being called out on the show when I can't respond. We've got a hell of an episode today, so let's get into it.
This tweet, it says, thinking about the finale performance from School of Rock, ... holy shit, ... fuck, ...
Okay, first off, I dare you to remember the finale song from School of Rock and not think that. But secondly, let's see how JBC responds to things he liked from years ago that he's thinking of now. At JPSoFly, Twitter, where can I get more tank tops like this? I think this is from Target, but I've never seen anything like it there in years.
Are you trying to get the world to fall in love with him all at once? It's going to be too much.
Aaron? We're cool.
This is one from 4 days ago. The tweet is, "What's up, gamers? I have a stomachache."
Yeah, gamers love that one, actually.
And feel free to scroll way down because he does a lot of stuff with pictures.
I'm filling this dark world with art. Seems pretty noble.
Yeah, doing a lot of like retweets of other people too. Some kind of obscure shit.
Yeah, just for fun, let's take a look at Adel and JPC's retweets. Okay, promoting a project. Promoting a project, self-promotion, promoting a project, self-promotion, self-promotion, promoting a project. Oh, a 1-minute front-facing camera character vid. promoting a project, self-promotion, promoting a project.
This is from July 18th. The letter K, going to bed now.
Okay, this was posted at 8 a.m. after a 40-hour multiple-day editing marathon, including Checks Notes, this show, which I tweeted about shortly before. But go off.
That's like a good, you know, aerial bird's eye view of like what kind of content you're lining up for. And do you want to wait in line for that? I recently went to Disney World and I waited in line for a ride for 2 hours. And after I did the ride, I was like, huh, not worth it.
Oh, yeah. That's like when I spent 2 hours editing fart sounds Adel called for in a recent Patreon. When I got none, I was like, didn't like that. A tweet about which did very well, mind you.
Go ahead, Aaron, with one of Casey's tweets.
Americans believe it should be easy to vote. Oh, sorry. This is Mitch McConnell's Twitter. I don't know how I got. America's in the red zone. No fight against COVID. Let's see. Sorry. I don't know, Casey, your Twitter is a lot like Mitch McConnell's Twitter.
Okay, that is fair. I get that a lot. Anyway, that is our show. Thanks for the likes. I'll try to tweet more about cummies next time. Pluto. Bye-bye.
Hey there, Arcades and Fires. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's another edition of a game that's not technically named that tune. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.